This podcast is brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your glass cockpit today. Come see the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at NBAA 2009 in booth 5359.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Orlando with Mike Dwyer of Guardian Jet. New software product that not only helps out with the accounting, it also helps out with the perception of business jets. Mike, why don't you tell us what it's all about?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Russ. 2020 is an online business intelligence tool that helps companies define and measure and then communicate the value of business aviation. That's what we've got here.
Well, tell us how it works, and tell us especially about the communication part.
Sure. What we do is we get inside a flight department and really understand their travel and also the finances, the internal finances of running the flight operation. So we get a good, solid foundation there. Where are they going with who? And then we go on to expand that to say, what are some of the ways that this business aviation contributes back to the company? It's kind of a bold agenda, but we feel very confident that people have business aircraft because they make the company money, and that's what we attempt to communicate through 2020.
Okay, so what has the response been? And it seems like kind of a novel concept. Is there a lot of questions about it?
Yeah, it's interesting, the response. We have got a lot of experience in doing consulting and aviation business planning, and this is a new product that takes that to a new level, because trying to show how the aircraft makes money for the company or is a good return on investment is a little interesting. So far, the response has been very enthusiastic, you can imagine, with the theme of NBAA this year, but also very cautiously skeptical about, you know, how exactly do you do that, what's the process.
Well, why don't you explain the process a little bit more to us and give us some outcomes.
Sure. The first thing that we like to do after we've got the solid foundation of what does this cost us, what's the investment, where are we going, is we say, okay, let's take a look at how that aviation department scales itself to the rest of the company. For example, and we want to pierce that impression that business aircraft are a luxury. We think business aircraft are tools that you use to execute business strategy just like any other business tool that you have. So what we do is we then look at that financially, scaling it to your organization, to your competitors, and how it's helping, who it's moving in the organization would be an example. But for example, some just real quick metrics. If you have a $50 billion corporation, we understand it's a large one, but a $50 billion corporation that has a $30 million aviation annual budget, okay, that's a six aircraft, that's a very healthy six aircraft fleet, international fleet. You put those two numbers together, it's two and a half tenths of 1% of revenue. So if you said to the average guy, you know, we want to clear up that perception that we're overspending on assets. So if we can say, hey, I move the top 500 executives, most important leaders in our company, to 200 distinct or unique locations on 1,600 segments or destinations, would that be a good use of, you know, capital, the company's capital? So that's one way we look at it. We look at it kind of scaling it and putting it in proportion. The second way we look at it is the old-fashioned ROI. Now, we can't quite yet calculate the exact ROI, return on investment contribution of an airplane, because we're not measuring exactly. It's hard to quantify the contribution that the airplane makes to a, you know, particular successful outcome. But let's do it another way. Let's say we have that same fleet I described with the $50 billion company in revenues, $30 million annual aviation budget. The fleet fair market is $100 million. Okay, so let's take my annual investment of $130 million. Most corporations have a target return on invested capital of between 12 and 14%, typically. And by the way, in the program, you can define all your parameters. That means that I have to generate a certain amount of profit or return for the company, and on $130 million, let's say that's $18 million, $20 million for round numbers. Now I say I have remember, that's net profit, bottom line, so I've got to swing revenues by how much? Just divide by, say, a 20, 25% target return. So that means I've got to generate $100 million in revenue with my business aviation unit to justify $130 million annual investment. And that seems pretty easy to do in a $50 billion venture. Does that make sense?
Well, what about a single plane flight department with a company with 500 employees?
Same. You go through the same calculation. You use the same parameters. You're just defining the metrics differently. What's my return on investment? What's my aviation investment? What's my aviation budget? So what we do is we just look at it from a business perspective. And what value is the aviation unit adding?
Okay, well, you've had some bites on it at the show. What do you hope to accomplish here?
Well, we're capitalists, so we'd like to sell as many copies as we possibly can. But we think we've got the right product at the right time, in an industry that is in some attempts, wants to justify itself, which, by the way, we think is the wrong approach to this. We want to take the offense with this product and say, but we're getting calls from aviation managers saying, help us justify our flight department. And we want to do better than that and say, look, forget about justifying your department. Let's show how your department makes money for your company.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb at NBAA in Orlando. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by XM WX Satellite Weather. Come see us at NBAA 2009 in booth 5359.